You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show.
Hey there, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans. You know what time it is. You just watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So now you want to watch and or listen to the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am Matt Lieberman. Joining me on the panel, as always, are the fabulous and talented Miss Megan Salinas.
Hey, everybody.
The lovely and brilliant Miss Kristen Carroll.
Hello.
And the fantastic and hilarious Miss Joyce Ajuri.
Hi, hi.
Now, I just want to, really quick here at the top, I just want to give ourselves just a moment of silence. For this episode, we're just going to take it right now, and you should all take it with us, so.
Coulson! Coulson, no!
Oh, God! You are the greatest man I ever knew!
Truer words have never been spoken.
Never been
so
spoken.
Fitting, Coulson, so fitting for this episode.
Coulson, they took him in the helicopter, and they're going to find out where he went when he died.
If you couldn't tell, that actually was me that got that high up in his octave range. But
was not one of the three girls at the piano.
That's called vocal control. But
it's okay. Coulson will be avenged.
Yes, he will.
Avengers.
I know. What a fantastic episode tonight. Action-packed, a true culmination of everything that we've been building this season. We brought back Mike Peterson. We got more Centipede. We got a little more mythology stuff. We saw the relationship between May and Ward get complicated and deepen. Mm-hmm. We are now finally going to confront what happened to Coulson when we come back in the winter. This was our fall finale, and I absolutely loved it. What'd you guys think?
I really liked it. The only thing is, well, you know, later we see that he's in the helicopter, Coulson. But when everything exploded, I'm like, they're not going to take him away. So I didn't feel that, oh my God, what happened to Coulson? Because, you know, he's not going to die. And
unless he did die. No. Unless he did die and then the reveal was going to be a whole room filled with Coulsons.
He died twice.
Yeah. Well, they just cloned
him. I didn't
feel
as nervous when the explosion happened. Because
sure.
I'm like, well, not really happened.
go ahead.
I was going to say, my reactions were definitely from shock. Initially, I was like, oh my God, Coulson. But then kind of brought myself back together. I was like, okay, nothing's going to happen to him now.
It's season one.
Yeah. I was more shocked with Mike. Like, I think I actually yelled out. I was like, no.
I did too.
Yeah, you know, they grabbed Coulson for a reason. You know he's going to be fine. But yeah, Mike running head first into the explosion.
Yeah.
I was not seeing that coming. I was like, yeah, he's come around. You know, he's going to make it right. And
yeah, he's going to be there for his
fire
kid.
Now.
Oh. Just kidding.
That's on fire.
But again, we didn't see a body. I don't know if I
because it was blown to pieces.
we were talking earlier,
and then he's got these super strengths still, so maybe he rolled out of the. I don't know.
Was exhausted. He had not eaten 10 meals in days.
Yeah, but you'll do anything to for your
save
child. You know, people lift up. You know, cars to save babies. I mean,
and he could lift up a car in his sleep. So.
Exactly. Maybe we saw him pushing that bulldozer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Simmons is going to play nurse again. I just
they are so cute, by the way.
I know.
But rule of comic books: no body, not dead.
Yeah.
So,
and sometimes even with the body.
Exactly.
Maybe he did that thing like in the Terminator, where all his parts just kind of came back together. And
Mike is now the T-1000.
Yeah. Exactly.
Centipede.
Maybe it's something he didn't know he had.
That would be cool. Highly unlikely. But let's break this down. So we find out Centipede, they bust out our dude from the end of Girl in the Flower Dress.
Good old Edison Poe.
Edison Poe. who, like, I don't know why I was confused. I thought he was the clairvoyant originally, but no, he's just in contact with the clairvoyant, who maybe is the big wig at Centipede, maybe founded Centipede, or is just, you know, is powerful enough, as in they're able to see and hear everything, that everything at Centipede goes through them. Who knows? If they see the future versus just knowing everything that's going on in the present, then very, very powerful adversary. Very powerful adversary for S.H.I.E.L.D., especially our team. And Poe gets broken out of prison to have a very overcooked steak.
And the ambiance.
But, like, how sweet was that wine decanter? I don't understand why he's complaining. He's getting a crystal decanter, big old goblet. It's
he's
like
not
the,
drunk enough yet. There was still a lot of wine in there, so maybe it wasn't kicking
well,
in
even
yet.
You've been having prison food for how long? And he's complaining about his steak. It's like, no, you get out of prison, you're happy with what you get.
Listen, when you're Edison Poe, your steak better be cooked properly, okay? He is important for some reason. That is was
well,
not explained.
What if
this week.
He is the clairvoyant? What if
that's
him?
What I was thinking.
Yeah, going to you know,
and it's like
and
a Wizard of Oz situation.
Yeah. Exactly. Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Yeah,
right. That's interesting.
I was gonna say maybe he is actually the clairvoyant and he's just playing it off, or you know, just,
he's just playing it off as I'm just the messenger.
Yeah,
you know, like the clairvoyant. Yo, you can't know anything about him.
Doesn't like to be touched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that one makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, and she even put her hand. Although he can see, the clairvoyant can see everything, but she put her hand kind of by him. And if you notice, there was like slight touching,
yeah.
but
yeah.
not really. And I feel like that is something you would do with somebody who doesn't like to be touched.
What was up
and
with that moment? Was she like
too.
Actually like attracted to him, or was
I
she that like a power play?
To, I was gonna say, I think she's attracted to the power, and I think any way to survive, because she even said like, my boss doesn't care about my mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
So I think it's whatever she can do to get attached to somebody higher up so she doesn't die.
And the last time we saw her, I mean, she was using her wiles.
Her sexuality.
She was using her wiles.
That's
true, too.
Yeah, no, she's super flirty with everyone. And I'm just like, Raina, girl, you don't have to do that, okay? You have the whole package. You can ease back the throttle on the sexin.
Maybe she just wants acceptance. Like, she was really desperate to hear what the clairvoyant asked about or said about her. And she probably just wanted acceptance from the clairvoyant and from Poe, apparently. Mm-hmm. Or since they may be one person, just, you know, maybe she realized it. I don't know.
It's entirely possible. These are all good
little
theories.
Knowing in her eyes.
Yeah. Well, everyone wants to be loved, especially by something that's all-seeing and all-knowing.
That's not going to kill her.
Yeah.
Preferably.
If she's in the end.
Right?
It's
a heartwarming story, truly, at its core. So Poe gets busted out. So S.H.I.E.L.D., rather than calling in all of S.H.I.E.L.D. like maybe they should have, they send them Mike Peterson, who is all too ready to jump back into the fray and prove himself. He has not visited his son once since he went to S.H.I.E.L.D. HQ. He's obsessed with becoming the best super soldier ever. Too late, Captain America. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's you know, super committed to it. And J. August Richards, you know, great actor, great performance. I just got into Angel, or like I'm season two of Angel, so now I'm like oh, it's gonna. So that's cool. So I was glad to see him back, and Simmons was quite taken with his personage.
She's so symmetrical.
Mm-hmm. Like
hard body. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that by hand.
You know, if a machine's to
I quiet
I measure.
Fits. Yeah. I already lost Ward.
Little jelly
she's
over there.
She's so nervous. She's so nervous, and she shouldn't be. She has every reason to be very confident about around the opposite sex.
Yeah.
I think she's
even
just,
Superman.
She's so used to being around a computer and fits that I think that she obviously gets nervous, you know. She doesn't know how adorable she is.
Right. Yeah. She likes protoplasm more than people.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. Okay, so he's in there. They're tracking down Centipede. The first clue that they have is Hayward is one of the
Brian
super soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the super soldiers, Brian Hayward. So they go track down his sister at Ohio State University, or just an Ohio University.
University of Ohio.
University of Ohio. Thank you.
I wrote down. Cool.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Yeah.
We got notes.
Everyone else takes notes but me. I get by on my charm and grace.
Do you have some paper to draw?
No, thanks.
I do little doodles.
You do little doodles?
Yes.
Yeah, you got a little anime face?
Yep.
We're getting off topic already. We didn't even start the clock, so I don't even know how far in there. But
about 8 minutes.
Yeah, something like
There's
that.
There's the clock up there.
Okay. So,
I got you covered.
They go, and we get that like nice little scene with Coulson where he's flipping through his stack of, you know, fake business cards. And he's like marveling over, you know, after using all this high tech stuff, sometimes it's the lower tech stuff that gets you in. Mm-hmm. And, he makes this great point after Ward goes and poses as a man from the lottery, I guess. And he's like, you know, a handsome man in a suit coming to give you fake money, free money. What is more suspicious than that?
Yeah.
So of course she calls her brother right away and they do a trace. He's in Oakland, California. All the way back to Oakland in just a minute of screen time. And, it's a huge trap, big old trap. And, Coulson and the team are trying to fight these supermen. Even with Mike Peterson, it is a slog and a half.
Yeah.
And we learn a little bit about Mike and his powers. He was stabilized somehow by the Night-Night gun.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. We never really got an explanation for that, but, like, good for him.
I thought the whole point of this episode was to get Peterson so that they could find out how he got stabilized, you know, how he was able to control his powers.
Mm-hmm.
But little did I know.
Yeah, he got ripped from us just after we got this touching arc where he was finally going to go back to his son and reconcile and not let him forever remember him as a monster.
Yeah.
You know, even though he gave his son all those great action figures, that's not enough. A boy needs a father, or at the very least, you know, needs to not have serious baggage with his parents. Right?
It didn't seem like on the phone, although I think he was a little preoccupied with his action figures and the new friend that he had with him, but it didn't seem like the kid was that disturbed talking to his dad on the phone.
Yeah.
He sounded really happy.
He sounded really happy with his dad. It was
like
kind of like,
the norm
honestly, I don't know, daddy. Should I talk to you?
Honestly, you know, Mike is probably taking it harder than the
He's
kid.
He's projecting.
He bounced back. Yeah. And so, you know, the kid is probably just sitting there going, I just want to talk to my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's probably projecting. He's embarrassed. He's ashamed of himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he caused some serious trouble. He nearly died. He nearly killed his kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a lot to bounce back from that and to admit to yourself that you can be better and that you aren't a monster, no matter how you acted.
Yeah, I think he needed that validation from Coulson to get him up on his feet and going, you know, taking that action to talk to his kid.
Yeah.
Good for Coulson.
Good for Coulson and good for poor Mike P. Hopefully we see him again.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty big explosion. It was pretty big. It was a big explosion. It was big.
Fingers
he
crossed.
Exploded.
Yeah, but yeah. Somehow Coulson made it to, you know, the chopper.
Well, yeah, no, there was a secret tunnel underneath the car that they slid down a pipe of some kind, you know, the escape
but
pipe.
But maybe he escaped through the pipe and then, but the helicopter was
He didn't
was
make
gone.
It to the car in time.
Maybe there's a bunch of holes. I don't know.
Maybe there was a bunch of holes.
Like if they
Famous
if,
last words.
If they could tell us how Coulson came back to life, they could tell us how Mike comes back to life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm
how
sure.
How Mike got away from the explosion. Yeah.
But I am scared that was the last we saw of him.
Well, this is a Whedon show. And honestly, before everything is said and done, I hope we get a second season. But before this series wraps up, I've got a feeling that, you know, not everyone's going to make it out because this is a Whedon show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's not running it. Joss Whedon isn't running the show. Jed Whedon and Marissa Tancheron are running it. And they can run it however they like. And I think, you know, granted, yeah, we'll probably get some character deaths in this show. But it's also ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
That's also true.
The rules are constantly being rewritten. They are not written in stone. I want to talk about Coulson for a bit. So apparently, he is the key to stage 3 of Centipede. Scorch was the key to stage 2, stabilizing the soldiers. So stage 1 is get subjects, make a serum that works. Stage 2, stable soldiers. Stage 3, I think, is going to be getting rid of this this recovery period. Whatever they did to Coulson to bring him back, they think, you know, this could be the key to limitless energy or, you know, immortal soldiers, maybe. Well, who knows?
And they mentioned that they were looking for somebody the clairvoyant couldn't see the person because of the his feelings or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's another thing. They want, you know, whatever happened to Coulson, because for some reason he's not completely human, people can't see him. So I think they're looking for that aspect of it as well, because then not only do you have these super soldiers, but they're kind of like ninjas and you can't find them as easily.
Well, I got a tweet along those lines from HeyJude456.
Hey,
I think HeyJude456. I think Coulson is the hazy target sought by the clairvoyant. But what was causing the haze? That is the question as I have interpreted it aloud. And I don't know. I don't know if he's the hazy target. He might be the key to finding it, perhaps. But it's probably a good guess. You know, Occam's razor, whatever is the most obvious thing is probably the truth. Mm-hmm. Or the most likely thing is probably the truth. So if he is the person that the clairvoyant is looking for, the haze is probably whatever's keeping him alive. If it's a brain implanted into a robot body, I would say robot body is a pretty good haze. I don't know. We don't know if it's like Asgardian magic, like Tesseract technology that got him back to life. We're going to find out in this next episode, which is so exciting.
Well, heck, even Tony Stark doesn't have a heart. So, I mean, who knows if it's something more related that way.
Yeah, because here's the thing. There are no documented clairvoyants. So if this person is, in fact, a clairvoyant and not just Poe, you know, being fake and Wizard of Ozing it, then the fact is we don't know how clairvoyance works in this universe. Mm-hmm. We don't. So is it detecting the heart, detecting the mind? Are we acknowledging the existence of souls? Who knows?
Did Kristen just say Tony Stark doesn't have a heart?
I mean,
there was proof that Tony Stark
has a heart.
Yeah, he has a heart.
He has a heart. He just had shrapnel that was dangerously close to his heart.
I mean, he wouldn't have one if it weren't for that thing.
So well, the arc reactor, but he had the shrapnel removed at the end of Iron Man 3.
So I just now mean like there's a part safe. Of him that's by his heart that's keeping him alive. So I'm, you know, something similar to that contraption, you know, maybe is helping. That's why in Avengers Loki couldn't control him. He puts his staff on by the heart. And he's like, why can't
that usually
I
works?
Yeah.
So that's more what I was going to.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just confused. I thought I missed something huge.
No.
Crossover with Once Upon a Time.
I don't know.
Evil Queen has his heart in it.
Oh, let's not and say we didn't. Okay. So
love that show.
No, but like so. Coulson has been kidnapped. They want him to tell them how he survived. I mean, he doesn't know, right? We can definitively say he doesn't know. He's not, like, fooling himself.
He wants to find out. Like, that's one of his main goals. And I think we'll see more of that next week or next episode.
I think that if he did, you know that he repressed whatever memories give him the answer. Yeah.
Well,
and that's
they're
why
probably
he doesn't
going
know right
to
now.
Unrepress those memories.
Yeah, that did not look good.
No.
When you have to do that kind of thing, it never...
Yeah, it'll probably be some kind of Total Recall machine or something.
Although maybe he should have picked up that staff because, you
know,
Ward brought back memories that he had suppressed. And, I mean, May
that would have answered
her,
our questions too quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Could
way
you imagine?
Way too convenient.
Coulson smash! Yeah.
I don't know if
that
I'm ready for that.
That would have been
the easy way out. That'd be cool. We'll find out in the next episode. And very, very excited about that. He continues to lie to Skye's face about her parent connection, because she's actively trying to maintain this investigation. He tells her that May is on the case, and that's just a ploy. We'll get into Skye in just a second. I just want to talk really quickly about the iTunes. Folks, thank you so much to everyone who has reached out on iTunes, on YouTube, on the Twitter. We love your support, and we love having a conversation with you guys. We're fans of this show, too. That's why we do this show, this after show. We do it for free. We've gotten, I think, 40 ratings on iTunes, which is it's a decent sum. I just want to make you aware, though, my Sleepy Hollow show, by comparison, has 105 ratings. These shows have been on the same amount of time. They've been on the air for the same amount of time. And I put it to you, folks. Let's kick Sleepy Hollow's show's butt. Don't tell them that I said that. Because I'm a huge suck-up, and I'm playing you guys against each other. But here's the thing. We do this show for free, and it is a free show. You get to enjoy it every week. We get to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you get to enjoy it at work or on the drive or whatever you're doing when you're watching or listening to the show. We love doing it. What can you do to help us continue to make this show and make it the best it can be? Go to iTunes, slap us with 5 stars, tell us what you like about the show, even what you don't. We want to know. We want to make the show the best that it can be. Every time that you rate this show, it makes it easier for more people to find it. It grows the audience. It makes it easier for us to get guests. We want Clark Gregg in here. We want Ming-Na in here. How do we do that? We make it the highest rated, easiest to find Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast on the web. So go to iTunes, give us the rating, help us out, help you out, because we're going to be here all year doing this show.
We've been working on guests.
Yeah.
It's very difficult when they're saving the world.
It is. They're busy getting blown to smithereens. So help us out. If you can't get on the iTunes, maybe just send an email, info@afterbuzztv.com. Let our bosses know how much you're enjoying the show. We love to do it, and we love all of you. It's the truth.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I can vouch for that.
Megan is doing a heart with her hands. You might not be able to see it because most people listen to the show instead of watching it. Okay. So, let's talk about Sky. She's maintaining this this search for her folks, the agent that dropped her off. She's got an algorithm down. She's narrowed it down to a list of likely suspects. And
Catherine Chang?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the agent. Yeah. Agent Ching.
That's the one that was, I believe, Agent 16.
Yeah, that's what it looks
like.
We
have a name now, so that's good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's her mom, but I
don't think it is either. And I think that May knows more than she's telling us.
I don't think May's the mom, but it was kind of interesting to see Coulson's reaction to everything.
Yeah.
Coulson? But I don't know if he's the dad, though, either.
Well, honestly, I didn't think, you know, as much as we liked, you know, talking about Mama May and Coulson and May hooking up and having history together, it was one of those things where it was fun to talk about, but I don't think any of us really took it all that seriously.
Yeah. Well,
but then
we felt that way. About Mayward.
Yeah. But there's that too. But yeah, you're absolutely right. His reactions to basically a lot of the stuff in this episode.
Right. Well, we got a little bit of a moment where if Coulson was going to allude that he and May had once been involved, he likely would have been talking about that instead of talking about the cellist.
Well, I think he did kind of mention or kind of imply that there was some relationship with another agent in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, when he was like, you know, that's just begging for trouble.
Yeah, he's like, in my experience, that just begs for trouble. And then they flashed to Ward, who was kind of like uncomfortable with the whole statement. So that, to me, was kind of a hint.
We'll get more into that, but...
Yeah, but for Sky, I think... As much as the past few episodes, I'm kind of getting tired of her jokes and her constant, like, humor to make the situations a little less uncomfortable.
It's her coping mechanism.
I know it is. But sometimes I'm just like,
I actually didn't mind her this episode.
I don't mind her most episodes.
Okay, I'm the bad guy. Whatever.
Can we all agree that Joyce is the bad guy?
Let me justify by saying that I have hope for her, and I really want her to find out about her past and her family and see where she came from. So I'm rooting for her in that sense.
Here's a theory. Her parents are Hydra agents. Oh. Were some kind of terrorists or, you know, just bad people. And S.H.I.E.L.D. stopped them, and she was a baby found at this compound. And S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of shuttled her off to an orphanage and just hoped they'd never see her again. That's my current theory.
Like Loki? Okay. Well, sort of.
Basically, she is human Loki. She's human Loki. They both love jokes.
That's true.
They're both mischievous.
Crossover, please.
Yeah. We already had that. And we had that too.
Another crossover, please.
Yeah. We have Hiddleston this time.
Yes.
Maybe that's her brother.
Maybe.
Wait, but then Thor's her brother.
Adopted brother.
She's also somehow Asgardian.
Oh my god.
Maybe that's she's what that thing giant. Meant at the end. Giant.
No.
I want to see Sky the Ice Giant.
No. Bring it back. Bring it back, people. There's no way
you're,
that she's...
You're losing
she's
us.
Not a frost giant. She's not a frost giant. She's not from Jotunheim. That would
but
just be too
much.
Her
name is Sky.
Her name is... That's the name she gave herself, probably.
Maybe that's not her real
name. That was
name.
Her first
yeah.
word.
Yeah. Where did you come from? Sky.
The stork brought me here.
Sky. No, I don't think so. Although, I'm going to have egg on my face if that's actually what happened. Wow.
You hear it
what
here.
A twist. What a yeah, twist. Yeah, AfterBuzz TV exclusive. I will have egg on my face.
If that won't get ratings, I don't know what will.
Exclusive. It's yeah. like somebody on iTunes said, I hope Marvel is listening, and I hope they're really listening right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know if I hope. A lot of my theories are dumb.
A personal hit against you.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it. I'll take a personal
That's
hit.
That's kind of cool. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
Marvel did this in spite of me.
Yeah. I would love a letter from Marvel that was just like, hey, man, you said this thing. We were actually going to do it, but you know what? We're not doing it just to spite you. Dearly signed, Jeff Loeb, Chief Creative Officer, Marvel TV. I would frame that. I would frame
As
that.
You should.
I would coast on it. I could coast on that for like 5 years. Yeah. I'm like, I'm notorious, I guess. Enough?
You're infamous.
Yeah.
Infamous.
Infamous. It's almost better than being famous. Okay.
Back to Sky and her quest for. I actually, I liked her trying to pair up with May with this, because at first you could see, obviously, they're not terribly fond of each other,
mm-hmm.
but she was trying to make an effort, seeing that Coulson trusted her enough to handle her with trying to help her find her parents. And May's like, I'm only doing this for Coulson,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, and I'm not really doing it either.
No.
She's like, you need to pick your mission. You need to just choose what you're here for, okay? Because we're doing real stuff here. We're not here to find your parents. We're to save the world. Yeah.
Granted, she was just rejected by some man that she was kind of rejecting. She's like,
yeah, he was like, don't flatter yourself.
Okay.
He's only saying that because she had rejected him a few times.
Yeah. Well, let's get into them because it gets messy because Sky totally walked in on them having that fight.
Again. Mm-hmm. She always walks in
she's
at the end of
underfoot.
Their little spat.
Because she's like stalking Ward like crazy. No, she's not. It's
no,
because
I think
it's
she
a,
is
it's,
a little
it's a small it's a small plane.
It's yeah. a pretty big plane.
Okay. But like
I think Coulson would say it was big.
Yeah.
Wait. He would, but womp. But there's like a lot of open space. There aren't that many rooms to inhabit. The majority of the plane is the hangar. And what is she gonna hang out in the hangar all day? No.
She could learn some science or something.
I mean, why did Ward stop teaching her some boxing?
Because he doesn't trust her anymore.
Because he's too busy sparring with May now.
Yeah.
Well, they were practicing.
Lots of tension between them today.
Yeah. No, May's looking at his files like, you're not good at playing with others. I think I've been pretty good once or twice. Don't you ever bring that
not
up.
Not here.
Not here.
I loved when he was like, let me pour you some scotch. Like, don't you do that.
Yeah. Don't you like, dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you ever do that
don't
again.
Don't you ever take a hit
do,
for me.
Yeah. Do And he's like, whoa, it was a tactical maneuver.
Yeah.
Calm, please.
She's getting all woman brain on him.
Yeah, well, okay.
Maybe
you can give me some insight. Because this is just, I understood it, but let me break it down how I took it. And maybe I'm completely wrong, right? She's not normally one to let emotions into things. And she isn't, or wasn't really, with this whole thing. They are just letting off some steam. They work together. They're relieving some tension. They understand each other on a certain level. This works. This is functional. She thought he was getting a little too familiar because they had laid down the rules from day one. And she's afraid, oh, God, this little puppy that I found, you know, an abused puppy, but still a puppy, is suddenly falling for me. Oh, God, perhaps even not again. So
and he shut her down. He's like, don't flatter yourself.
And she was kind of thrown, not just from that reaction, but from how much it hurt to hear. And maybe she is surprised at how much his opinion matters to her. Thoughts?
Honestly, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I thought she was starting to have feelings, though, a little bit. I mean, even the little flirty thing like, you're late. I mean, I think that was fun. But when you start to have flirty fun with somebody that you're just supposed to be like, mm-hmm. strictly business, time in the bedroom. But I feel like she was making it a little bit more. And I think it's just, there's so much stress in her job and she's never been able to really open up since, the cavalry incident. Right. And here's this hot guy who is starting to get a little puppy dog. And I think she was starting to like it. And I feel like when people do that, they build up another shield.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I'm going to reject you. And then he's like, well, screw you. Like, I'm not flattering you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, wait, I'm supposed to be pushing you away.
Well, haven't you ever dated someone who's like, it's okay when I do it, but when you do it, it's not okay? Where they have one set of rules for themselves and another set of rules for the partner.
Every successful relationship.
Okay. Yeah, nice caveat there. Your boyfriend is listening.
No, he's not.
Okay. My girlfriend isn't listening either. I think that's just human nature.
Yeah. I mean, I think deep down she does enjoy like their friendship and their relationship and the time they have, but I think it's also hard for her to have to like hide that from everybody while they're there. And when stuff like that comes out, what better way to hide it from herself than to like suppress it in that way? But I think she overanalyzed and was like, what is he doing? He's being too nice, when maybe he's always been like that all along. But now with this added relationship, this added part of the relationship is just kind of festering in her mind and making her think differently.
Because she's thinking about it. She's thinking about him.
I mean, speaking from experience.
Well, but like also, as strong and as talented and as tough as she is, she probably had to claw her way up the ladder at SHIELD. And work twice as hard as male agents who, didn't have to deal with the fact that people were thinking of thinking of her as a woman first, probably, mm-hmm. on her way up the ladder, So like, to have him seemingly try to take care of her in the field when he should be doing his job, that's, not only an insult, but it could also get them killed.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't understand his reasoning. She could have come at it with, a far more calm way of approaching the matter, instead of going off the handle. But I don't think this is necessarily the end of their relationship,
or even really
a lover spat.
barely a speed bump. Doesn't even register, I think. Yeah.
They'll be back. She'll have another bottle of something and there'll be another closed door.
Things could potentially get really messy, though.
Just
the complications that are already arising.
Sky's gonna find out.
Do you think Coulson has an idea? Like, did he? I mean, he looked like he walked in at the end of their very first spat in the beginning.
Here's the thing. I feel like they're under constant surveillance all the time. So it's like someone's got to know, right? Yeah. Someone, even if it's not any of our core cast, but like someone at like SHIELD HQ or at the hub or something is like watching security feed and is like, those two, totally, totally doing
boning.
It. Totally banging.
All you need is one of the hallway security cameras in that hotel.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, man. I think it's obvious. I think Phil has probably gotten some kind of report. Maybe I'm overestimating SHIELD and how much energy they spend on finding out whether or not employees are banging. But if I had their resources, my first priority would be gossip. Because that's who I am. Okay. Fitzsimmons, not a ton this week. Back to just kind of being techies and being cute.
Simmons was really cute, though. Yeah. I really liked seeing her with Mike.
Yeah.
I was kind of cheering for that. Especially since now Ward's with May, so you're kind of like, well, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many teammates is he gonna date? So many.
I just want Fitz to make his freaking move already. It's been like an entire...
He's
like,
not... Yeah.
What? 12 episodes already?
10 episodes.
10 episodes.
But, like, he's not going to make his move until her life's in danger again. They have to be in a dire situation before he'll make that
move. You know, take her for granted.
Well, he's going to say something, and then he's going to get shot. That's how that's going to work.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Let's do
no.
that.
I love him. Don't take him away.
No, he can't die.
He's going to be like Mike. He's like, I'm going to make this right, and then kaboom. And
I think it's going to be a little bit more like Willow with Xander and Buffy, where it's like, you know, Will's going to end up, you know, finding her guy. Well, at the beginning it was Seth Green, but later on it kind of changed courses. But I think it's going to be a little bit more like the beginning seasons of Buffy that way. That's my guess.
Yeah, it's also, I'm just going to throw this out there. It's its own show. It could be anything. They might not wind up with anybody. They might get married to their work.
Honestly, none of us saw May and Ward coming. So.
It's true.
So
no one be shocked when Fitz and Coulson hop in the sack and go gay for each other.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So no one be shocked. ABC, it's a progressive network.
Between two guys.
Chloe Bennett, who plays Sky, ships her and Simmons.
Yeah. Why not? We're progressive.
Yeah.
I'm very okay with that.
I mean, yes, Inara was a companion to men and women in Firefly.
It's true.
I'm sure the Whedons would go in that direction in the other shows.
Yeah.
But again, this is ABC.
Well, they're very gay friendly. Hey, Modern Family. It's a huge hit.
True.
Biggest comedy on broadcast.
Yeah.
Let's throw a little gay love in there. Okay. I think it's time for predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That is an old prediction sound effect.
I was going to say,
and
I was doing
it freaks me out. It's so weird. I know it's because it's quicker because we're here so late. But okay, so we saw this preview for what's coming up in January, and I had someone tweet me. They were pissed. Oh, I think it was Ryan Witalison, who was, kind of PO'd because it kind of undoes the cliffhanger because you see Coulson back with the team again.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like, obvious that he was going to come back. But, like, yeah, you kind of want to be left on that cliffhanger. So we're definitely getting some answers. We're getting some flashbacks or fantasy sequences with Coulson. We're reintroduced to Agent Hand, I believe.
Yeah, Victoria Hand.
Victoria Hand, who I guess will take over commanding the team while Coulson's away.
Uh-oh.
Do
you think she has her hand in him being gone?
But that's a distinct possibility.
Steven, that was the best sound
shady
effect.
Yeah, she's a bit shady, and we don't know a whole lot about her. And like in the comics, we talked about briefly that she was involved with Norman Osborn, which they probably won't do for a lot of reasons. But, you know, that doesn't say that they won't put her with Centipede somehow.
Yeah.
Another evil corporation.
It's true.
Yeah, and she's lied to the team before, you know, bold face. So, you know, what's to stop her from having, you know, her own mischief at work?
I don't think she minds that Coulson's out of commission at this point.
Probably. Actually, it'll be interesting to see how other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, because I know we've been talking about how, you know, Coulson's butting heads a little bit with these different S.H.I.E.L.D. people.
Yeah.
You know, I forget his name, but the guy who ran his finger along.
Yeah, Agent Blake, is the one that I thought would be, like, top seed draft pick to replace Coulson if something happened to Coulson. But apparently it's Agent Hand, so we'll see what happens there. We got more, you know, Mayward relationship drama. Sky's going to have to find out about what happened with her parents eventually, because we got to move past that.
But it seemed like we're going to learn more about what happened to Coulson and then maybe get into Sky and leave that kind of hanging. But yeah, I think
maybe more towards
more
the end of the season for Sky. We'll find out what happened to Coulson, and then somehow, you know, they'll tie in Sky's background towards the end, and maybe then as like a big final thing before we go into season two, if there is a season two.
We're definitely getting your Coulson episode next time.
I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. excited. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
It'll be good. It'll be good to just get it out there in the open where we can talk about it freely and not just be so tense.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Clark Gregg has such great acting skills that I'm kind of interested to see him in a different frame. I mean, here's going to be more a tortured Coulson and kind
vulnerable
of living
Coulson.
Through that. Yeah. So he's got great acting chops. So I want to see more of that.
Totally.
That'll be great. I also, in the previews, I noticed, now I don't know too much about the Marvel Universe apart from the movies and the show, but in the previews there was like this gold cuff with a blue gem in the center when Fitz opened up a box and he told Simmons, like, you're going to have to get used to all these different things we're dealing with or something. But to me, that looked Asgardian. I don't know if maybe you guys noticed it. I don't know what it was exactly.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the gold. Yeah,
it looked like a cuff or something
like that. But yeah, that definitely looked more magical. I don't know if it's Asgardian specifically, but that definitely looked like something.
Well, what we're building towards in the cinematic universe is Thanos and the story of the Infinity Gauntlet. Which is powered by 6 gems, the Tesseract being one of them, the Aether from Thor, the Dark World being another one of them, and we're going to get a lot of that kind of set up in Guardians of the Galaxy this summer. But I don't know necessarily if this cuff is Asgardian or if it has any connection to the Infinity Gauntlet, but the big jewel definitely kind of poses the question.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to wrap up here. Joyce, cool. Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at JAJOURI and on Instagram at IRUOJA.
Kristen Carroll.
Find me, Kristen Carroll, on Twitter, KristenCarroll13. And when Walking Dead comes back, I'll be on there too.
Megan.
Hi. You can find me on Twitter at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin. And I'm also on the Almost Human After Buzz.
Yes, she is. You can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman. That's MattLieberman. You can also find me. I'm now on Instagram, which is all new for me. Well, I'm all agita about it, but I'm going to post all kinds of pictures and videos and funny things. So you can find me there at Matty Lieberman, because at Matty Liebs was taken. So that's Matt, the letter Y, Lieberman. You can also find me here on AfterBuzz TV, Sons of Anarchy finale next week, Almost Human with Megan, Sleepy Hollow, the new Betas show on Amazon coming out on Thursday. We're doing 2 episodes back-to-back with guests. It's going to be really cool. Watch that show if you haven't already. It's awesome. New show is going to be announced in the winter. Very, very exciting. And, yeah, we will see you guys in January. Crazy. Happy New Year. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.